The Tourism Industry Coalition of Michigan, in collaboration with Visit Detroit, Travel Michigan, and others, is announcing the Michigan kickoff for National Travel and Tourism Week, and it happens today on Belle Isle. Chris Moyer is the Senior Director of Communications for Visit Detroit, and Greg Staley, Head of Media Relations for U.S. Travel, join us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Jamie. Great to speak with you.
This is exciting. I did not know Belle Isle was attended as much as it is, the second most when it comes to state parks in the U.S.
Yes, more than 5.5 million people visited Belle Isle last year. And it's just a testament to the incredible restoration of the island over the last decade, the incredible beauty and the interest that people have in visiting Southeast Michigan and Detroit.
Greg, from a national perspective, how important are these initiatives like MC4T for promoting tourism and really fostering that community engagement?
That's exactly the point. What we want to do is shine a spotlight on the incredible impact of the travel and tourism industry on states like Michigan, on communities like Detroit, and really all across the country. And that's taking place this week during National Travel and Tourism Week. It's an opportunity for us to share with the community, share with local lawmakers, state lawmakers, exactly the impact of this industry. And at a national level, I'll tell you, it's enormous. It's a $2.8 trillion impact on the U.S. economy. So incredibly sizable, and, it's something we want to celebrate. And we've done this for decades now during this week in May.
Talk about the importance of volunteerism and the work that volunteers are doing to keep Belle Isle spick and span, and also other assets that we have.
Well, Visit Detroit is so proud to partner with organizations like Michigan Cares for Tourism. Every year, Michigan Cares for Tourism brings industry professionals together in places around the state to help volunteer and serve the community. And this year, the main event that we're doing is on Belle Isle to help continue that upward progression of making it a beautiful asset for all Detroiters and all Michiganders to use. We've got more than 100 industry professionals out there volunteering today, and 120 students are going to be joining us as well from Detroit high schools to help continue the impact of giving back to the community.
My question is for Greg Staley, Head of Media Relations for U.S. Travel, in case anyone missed that. What is the perception of Michigan, and especially Detroit, coming off of that draft where we broke all these records? Do people want to come here?
Oh, I am so proud of you guys for what you did. I tell you, the answer is completely rising right now. No doubt about it. The way those images projected across the country and really around the world had enormous impact and great value. In fact, the U.S. Travel Association, which is the national voice for all elements of the travel and tourism economy, we're bringing our major international trade show to Detroit ourselves for the first time ever in just a couple of years. That's just one piece of, a vision of how Detroit is on the rise. You guys are doing terrific things, and I think what you're spotlighting this week during Travel and Tourism Week is just indicative of the direction that Detroit and Michigan is headed.
Greg, when you look at affordability for the average traveler, how does Michigan weigh in on that? I mean, because we are a Great Lakes state, you don't have to pay a lot to go to a beach or to enjoy the fishing, things like that. Is that one of Michigan's great assets, is that we have lower affordability?
It's a huge benefit, and you guys play that very effectively, as you should. The fact that there's so many free and low-cost activities for travelers is a huge benefit to your city and to your state, and works certainly in your favor. Well, I will tell you one thing that we found is nearly regardless of the cost of some travel elements, it is still one of the most desired activities by Americans. People are going to get out there. They're going to prioritize travel. They're going to get out there and spend time with their family and friends. And they're prioritizing these activities across the board and across the country. But certainly what you guys bring from a natural perspective and all the variety of choices works in your favor for sure.
Chris, this event includes career exploration opportunities, and you talked about students being involved. What types of careers within the tourism industry are they going to be exposed to?
Well, Lloyd, I'll tell you this. There are so many different pathways to having a fantastic career in the hospitality, travel, and tourism space. I mean, someday some young man or woman is going to grow up and have my job. But it's also important to recognize that you can start at a hotel or restaurant and work your way up to being in the service industry. We have tens of thousands of jobs in Detroit at every different level, making fantastic wages. And this is just an opportunity for people to see that travel and tourism, it's not just in the hotel industry. It's not just in restaurants. It's technology. It's IT. It's artificial intelligence. And it's serving the community. There is no better way to help grow the community than by welcoming visitors from around the country and around the world.
The Pure Michigan campaign, still going strong.
Yes, almost 20 years now with the Pure Michigan campaign. And let me tell you, I'm biased. I think Greg will back me up on this a little bit. This is one of the most iconic campaigns, and it really put Michigan back on the map after a period of time where eyes were going elsewhere. There is no better way to help grow our state than by investing in Travel Michigan. And those are the folks in Lansing that helped put on the Pure Michigan campaign, great partners for Visit Detroit. We couldn't do our job effectively if we aren't fully funding Travel Michigan and the Pure Michigan campaign. We need that to go compete and win for more events like the NFL draft and more visitors to come to our state.
But we've seen some of that funding threatened with this new budget. How concerned are you that we may not have, you know, the ability to market Michigan as effectively as we have in the past?
You know, Guy, I think that's a great question. I'm not that concerned because we're having great conversations with bipartisan leaders in Lansing. We're going to be standing up there today with the Lieutenant Governor at our press conference on Belle Isle here in a few hours. There's a bipartisan, multicameral and through the administration appreciation for the impact of tourism. And I think we're going to get the budget to where it needs to be here in the next few weeks.
Okay.
Well, tourism generated $27 billion in direct visitor spending here in the state, 324,000 jobs. That's a lot, and that's why it's being celebrated this week in National Travel and Tourism Week. Thank you, Chris Moyer, Senior Director of Communications for Visit Detroit, and Greg Staley for saying nice things about our state. He's head of media relations for U.S. Travel. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up, are grades meaningless? Some people think so, and this is just crazy to me as someone who hasn't been in school in a while. We're going to talk about that at 7:49.